No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today I'd like to talk to you about the sterner stuff you don't necessarily believe you're made of. Here's how this came about. I was on social media the other morning, just kind of scrolling around, looking for something entirely unrelated, and stumbled onto a number of writers all talking about how they had recently been rejected by traditional publishing. And they were talking about how discouraged they were and how this was not their first attempt and how they felt very sort of pressured and bothered by the fact that, you know, while they were busy getting rejected, they knew other people, they saw other people, they read other posts about other people getting, you know, huge deals or any deal or getting signed or announcing they're being represented by a pimp who will exploit them or anything like that. And they were feeling very down and they were starting to think like, hey, maybe I'm not good enough for this. And if that's you and you're listening to this, that's really who I'm aiming at. Or if you're just a writer who's got a book out there and the sales are down, or it's really tough to market or grow your audience or get followers or get listeners, that's who I'm talking to today. The people who are currently wrestling with doubt as to how good they are at this thing that they have done or are doing. So doubters, this one's for you. I think up to a certain point, doubt has its use in the creative process. Doubt allows you to push and try and explore and expand yourself and think a little bit bigger and question whether you are settling or whether you are challenging or whether you are going or whether you are holding, just in terms of your effort, your direction, things like that. Doubt can be a motivating tool. Maybe word it like this. I'm not sure that this is working the way I want. I'm not sure I'm taking a big enough swing. I feel like I could. Let me try again. I don't know if I've written this very clearly. Let me see if I could say it one more time and then pick and choose between the two ways to say it. Doubt is a useful tool. However, the system, the bigger, greater picture of publishing and writing and the expectations and assumptions we have as creatives making things, that's where doubt can metastasize and mutate into this sort of grand thing that becomes a crushing, heavy-duty weight, a big elephant to squash your chest. Because that doubt is no longer doubt under your control. This isn't you wondering if you wrote that last sentence very clearly. Now, all of a sudden, doubt is comparing you and your whole body of work, as incomplete or complete or as ongoing as it might be, with somebody else's complete, ongoing, published, successful, huge, major announcement day energy. And those two things are not comparable, but your doubt tells you that they are because it rounds off the edges and says, well, they're a writer, you're a writer, why are they doing so well? It must be because you're shit, which is untrue. Absolutely untrue. There's no reason to think that because somebody else is doing well, that therefore you must not be worth also doing well. It's just not your day to announce it. And there will be a day. But I do want to temper that. I do want to point out that your day of announcing your great success may not look like their day of announcing great success. But that's not because you are less good or less deserving. It's just that everybody's success looks different, because we're different people doing different things, having different experiences, having taken different paths to get there. Here's where things get thorny. Here's where the wrinkles show up. You have to learn, and everybody's going to learn this a different way and use different tools to do it, but you have to learn that your not yet success does not devalue you in the face of someone else's current success. You have to learn, however hard it might be, that you are good enough because you're doing a thing, as opposed to not good enough because somebody else did a thing. You haven't gotten published. You haven't found your pimp who's going to take 10% or more of your work despite doing none of the comparable labor. you're going to feed into a capitalist system. That's fine. That's your choice. You're allowed to do that. That's okay. But you haven't gotten there yet. Maybe because you haven't finished writing. Maybe because, you know, you need to work on your query letter. Maybe it's because you need to make a pitch. Maybe it's because you need to just, you know, start or finish or try something different. But that doesn't mean quit. You don't have to quit. You don't have to quit just because somebody else got picked up by little Susie so-and-so over there at whatever the fuck agency. It can be hard. It can be discouraging. Absolutely. But this is equally true in other fields, and we'll talk about that more specifically tomorrow. But rejection creatively feels most sensitive because you are emotionally vulnerable. But it is that same emotional vulnerability that's going to allow you to connect to an audience, because you're a person sharing an experience, pressing it through art, lensing it, viewing it, shaping it through fiction. That's what readers are after. The trappings of business are often in the way, and it's the trappings of business that somehow add an air of legitimacy to the already legit thing you were doing, making art and expressing yourself to other people. But you're not there yet doesn't mean you're not good enough to be there. It's sort of like it's just not your turn in line. I believe this. I believe this firmly and strongly, that with the best pitch you can make, aimed in the right way, with enough courage in front of you and enough tools at hand, you can find your avenue to get from where you are to where you want to be, or even beyond, better than you could even dream. But it takes time, it takes effort, and it certainly means you're going to be challenged, and it's going to be difficult, and you're going to have to sit there and believe in yourself. Because art requires you to believe in yourself. And social media in particular does not give a shit about that. Social media wants you doing what you're doing right now, comparing yourself, feeling frustrated, talking about it, staying on the platform, tweeting about it, making sure other people tell you that you're good enough, and tweeting about it. Because all social media wants you to do is use social media. That's it. That's their gimmick. That's what they want. You need to remember that you are good enough independent of all that, because you're doing a thing, because you're trying a thing, because ideally your motive is, you know, bigger than just I'm doing a thing to make money, because there's so many other better ways to make money faster. And I know that self-doubt swirls and twirls like clothes in a washing machine, and it can feel just as nauseating and spinning as a boat on uneven seas. And it can be hard and discouraging because you see everybody else succeeding and you might feel like, well, I'm not going to. But success isn't finite. It's absolutely not at all finite. It's not like everybody else is going to take the slices of pizza away and you'll be left with nothing when it's your turn. There's always more success. In the same way that more and more people get monetized on YouTube and somehow YouTube still keeps finding money, there's just always more. That's one of the upsides, one of the rare upsides to late stage capitalism. They always find new ways to profit. They always find new ways of making sure to create some income so that they can exploit it later. It's hard. I know it's tough to be patient. It's tough to feel like you're on track because you're not seeing the same results as everybody else. But remember, you're not going to see the same results as everyone else. Your success doesn't look like their success because you aren't them. And it comes down to the tools, and it comes down to the education, and it comes down to the organization, and it comes down to your attempt. Did you do the right things to the best of your ability? Did you, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's? Did you try your best? Did you do everything? Did you half-ass nothing? And most importantly, do you believe in yourself? That's the great crucible that's so hard for publishing to quantify. You have to believe. You have to know that you are made of iron. You have to know that you are made of things that can withstand criticism. And if you're having trouble now, now is the time to fix it. Because coming down the pike, think about your next steps. You're going to get agented. Your book's going to go out into the world. Then you're going to face reviews or sales. Are you going to let those numbers rattle you too? Because those numbers are just numbers. They're numbers on a screen. They're little bits of light emitted so that our eyes can interpret it. They're not your assignment of quality in life. They're not evidence that you are a good human. It doesn't work like that. Stop letting it work like that. Don't give it a definition that it doesn't need to have. Your doubt can be tamed, but you have to be willing to tame it. And there's no evidence that you should just quit just because you're not getting as, you know, big a deal as quickly as somebody else. Your journey is your journey. Your path is yours to walk. One foot in front of the other, one step at a time. Doubt can be your friend. It can be your enemy. It can be your co-walker. It's up to you how you position it on a day-to-day basis, a minute-by-minute basis, an event-by-event basis. But you do not have to give up. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow.